Welcome to Politics Ohio. From WYSO in Yellow Springs, I'm Juliet Frumholt. Today, Wittenberg University political science professor Rob Baker joins WYSO's Jerry Kenney to talk about shifting poll numbers, the ever-present Republican divide leading up to this election, and they'll briefly touch on the challenges facing Libertarian and other third-party candidates.
Rob, thanks for speaking with us today. Talk a little bit more about polling for us, if you will.
There are
a wide variety of polls. What
right.
kind of stock should we put in polls?
Well, first of all, we shouldn't dismiss them. I mean, a lot of people, I think, make the mistake of just saying, oh, they're just polls. People don't even respond to polls. There are problems with polls now that we haven't had before, partly due to the ubiquitous use of cell phones these days. But cell phones can still be called, but people tend to kind of refuse a little bit more than they used to. So what I like to do, what most political scientists like to do, is take kind of an average of all the polls. And I think realclearpolitics.com is a great place to go if people want to kind of see what's happening, because they do a great job of aggregating the polls. And that gives you a better picture than relying on one single poll or two polls all the time. So if you look at the aggregation and the average of the polls, you can get a pretty good sense of what's going to happen. And most political scientists certainly still say that even though we have problems with some of the polling techniques, as long as you're looking at the margin of error and you understand what the confidence interval is, and most of them are 90 to 95%, for example, we're 90% sure that these results are within 4%. If you understand all that and you do an aggregation, you have a pretty good sense of what's going to happen.
And as far as the Republican divide on this, it's still pretty wide, though many had hoped that it could come together. What's your take on that?
Well, in terms of the Republican Party, I think they're going to be different. I mean, they basically have changed because of Trump. I don't think he's going to bring too many of the people who have already publicly said they can't support him back into his fold. What they do, I don't know. Their options are not very good in their eyes, probably. I mean, the idea of voting for a Democrat doesn't sound very good to them, I'm sure. So are they going to vote a third party? Are they not going to vote on the presidential ticket? Who knows what they're going to do? But some of them, as you know, have been very vocal about what he has done and have actually come out and supported the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton. I think this is a huge hole that's been driven through the Republican Party by what has happened, and they definitely need to have a better autopsy report this time that they follow than they tried to do after the 2012 election.
Libertarians, they're very vocal on social media, but we don't see a lot coming out of Gary Johnson's campaign.
Exactly. That's the tribulation of being a third party or a minor party in the United States. Not a lot of support, although they're getting looked at a little bit more by people as they, clearly both the major party nominees have the highest negatives that we've ever seen. And so people are disgusted with the choice of the two major parties. They're looking at Gary Johnson. They're looking at Jill Stein and others. And, maybe that justifies a little more coverage. I think that is an interesting argument you could make. But they are getting more coverage from the national media, and that has to be a decision you guys make. But certainly it's worth asking, can we hear a little bit more about these options? Because people are not happy with two major choices across the country, and certainly here in Ohio.
Rob, I appreciate the conversation today.
Sure. You're welcome.
That was Wittenberg University political science professor Rob Baker speaking with WYSO's Jerry Kenney. Be sure to join us for the next edition of Politics Ohio, where we'll talk further about the role of the Libertarian Party in this year's election. You can hear more episodes of Politics Ohio at wyso.org and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play.